Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The fifth season, Creativity in the Second Half of Life, is a reflective, spiritually oriented nonfiction book by Mark Nepo that examines aging as a period of renewal rather than decline. Written in a poetic and meditative style, it frames later life as a distinct stage in which people can become more present, more honest, and more fully themselves. The book draws on Chinese wisdom imagery, especially the idea of a fifth season in late summer, when the glare fades and the true colors of life become visible. Across short chapters, Nepo explores themes such as receptivity, creativity, memory, mortality, connection, and repair. Rather than treating creativity as artistic output, he presents it as a way of inhabiting daily life with attention and depth. The book is designed as a companion for readers navigating aging, transition, or spiritual reflection, and it combines insight with brief practices and questions for contemplation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, aging as a season of clarity, not decline. A central idea in the book is that the second half of life should not be understood primarily as loss. Nepo uses the fifth season metaphor to suggest that aging can bring a clearer view of what matters, because the distractions of ambition, comparison, and surface identity begin to fall away. This is a meaningful reversal of common cultural assumptions, where aging is often framed as diminishment or retreat. In Nepo's view, the shedding that comes with age can reveal a more authentic core. Physical limits do matter, but they do not define the whole experience. Instead, the later years can offer integration, discernment, and a deeper relationship to truth. The metaphor of late summer is important because it implies both warmth and illumination. The season is not barren, but stripped of glare. That allows readers to think about aging as a process of seeing, not simply enduring. Secondly, creativity as a way of living, not a product to make. The book broadens the meaning of creativity beyond art, performance, or professional achievement. Nepo treats creativity as a mode of presence in ordinary life, where cooking, listening, repairing, sharing stories, and showing up for others all become creative acts. This approach matters because it makes creativity accessible to people who do not identify as artists. It also shifts attention away from external accomplishment and toward the quality of engagement. In the second half of life, the question is not how to produce more, but how to live more truthfully with what is already here. That framing is especially useful for readers who feel that their most productive years are behind them. Nepo argues that lived experience itself becomes the material for expression. In that sense, creativity is less about technique than about honesty, attention, and willingness to let life shape what emerges. Thirdly, integrating memory, experience, and the history of the self. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of memory and personal history. Nepo does not present the past as something to escape or idealize. Instead, he asks readers to return to their experience with curiosity, looking for what was alive in earlier stages and how those energies might still be carried forward. This makes memory an active resource rather than a closed archive. The second half of life becomes a time for integration, where contradictions, losses, and gains can be held together more honestly. Such integration helps explain why the book is not merely inspirational, it is reflective and developmental. Nepo suggests that the story of the self is not finished, even when the outer arc of achievement has slowed. By revisiting what has been lived, readers can better understand the patterns that shape them and the deeper call that remains. This gives aging a narrative purpose rather than a purely biological one. Fourthly, mortality, presence, and the conversation with death. The book is notable for addressing mortality directly without reducing it to fear or abstraction. Nepo treats living and dying as inseparable realities that must be faced from within the one life each person has. This gives the book a seriousness that distinguishes it from lighter books on aging. Death is not introduced as a remote philosophical topic, but as a presence that sharpens attention to what is immediate and real. By taking mortality seriously, the book supports a more intentional way of living. Presence becomes central because finite time makes evasions less convincing. The emphasis is not on mastering death, but on learning how to remain awake in its shadow. That helps explain the book's spiritual tone. It is less about solutions than about companionship and uncertainty. Readers are invited to live with greater honesty, gratitude, and awareness because the reality of mortality makes those qualities more necessary, not less. Lastly, questions to walk with and the practice of inward reflection. The book stands out for pairing its meditative chapters with short reflective prompts called questions to walk with. These are not conventional exercises designed to produce measurable results. Instead, they invite readers to slow down, journal, remember, and converse with others in more intentional ways. This practice element gives the book a contemplative structure and makes its ideas more usable without turning it into a self-help manual. The questions often focus on relationships, giving, repair, and the pathways of the heart, which keeps the emphasis on connection rather than isolated self-improvement. That design is important because it reflects the book's larger philosophy, understanding the second half of life requires reflection, but also participation in the ongoing web of human relationships. The prompts help translate abstract wisdom into lived awareness, making the book useful for individual reading, discussion, or spiritual practice. In conclusion, The Fifth Season is best suited for readers who are entering midlife or later life, as well as anyone interested in spiritual reflection, contemplative writing, or the psychology of aging. It will also appeal to readers who value books that combine philosophy, poetry, and gentle practical guidance rather than step-by-step self-improvement methods. Its main benefit is that it redefines aging as a meaningful stage of development, offering a language for clarity, integration, and inward growth. Readers may come away with a less defensive relationship to loss, a more generous view of memory, and a stronger sense that creativity remains available, even when outer achievement slows. What distinguishes this book from many others in the aging and wellness category is its tone and structure. It is neither clinical nor prescriptive, and it does not try to optimize later life. Instead, it offers meditation, perspective, and companionship. That makes it especially valuable for readers seeking depth, not advice alone, and for those who want a humane and spiritually grounded account of what it means to keep becoming oneself with age. If you would like to support Mark Nepo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.